I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. Hello, my sweet peas. Hope you're well. This is just a little mini, I'm going to call it a little voice note episode because that's exactly what it is. I've had a little aha light bulb moment and I just want to record it in this moment now and just explain exactly the morning I've had and the picture I want to paint to you when it comes to stepping outside your comfort zone. I don't think I ever give enough knowledge or enough energy into the whole concept of being outside your comfort zone and what that looks like. And that's the whole message of this podcast and brand and movement. So I want to just paint this picture to you right now as I'm literally sitting in the perfect descriptive way of that. So currently I am sitting out at Red Bluff, which is our local surf beach. And I'm talking surf beach, where the surfers go, you know? And it's a wild day. It is 40 kilometer winds. It is rough. And it's just this lookout that you can see 180 degree views of the ocean just for thousands of kilometers. It is crazy. And basically the way I'm feeling right now is I'm sitting in my car. And the car park is literally on the cliff. And then you go down to the surf. And it's just crazy to sit here safe, cozy, warm, protected in my car. And I'm just staring at this abyss of wild, wild water that is so powerful and so strong, so dangerous, so abundant. And I'm just wow. This is literally a physical replication of our comfort zone and the barrier between us and the uncomfortable, the unfamiliar, the scary unknown. It's we sit in our car, safe, protected, familiar, knowing that nothing's going to happen to us when, we're right on the edge of the really big scary thing. And right now all I have to do is step outside my car and I'm hit with the wind, and then if I walked down onto the beach or if I went into the ocean, it's just you're in this crazy turned up scenario that's so uncomfortable and so unpredictable but so beautiful and powerful and energetic, and it has so much beauty and abundance with it and holds so much. And it's not always this wild and crazy, but you know what I'm saying? It's just this abundance of unknown that lives outside of our comfort zone that we don't step into. And this morning I actually went to our cold dip event, which I'd been talking about for weeks and weeks. And in last week's episode, I would have said, today we dipped. But in this moment where I'm actually recording is the moment we dipped. And I had such a beautiful morning and I was so excited for this event, but I was actually really, really nervous because, you know, I was going by myself and I'd sent it to so many people and I'd been rallying to get people to come along. But honestly, I didn't have like a partner or, a friend or anyone that could actually come. So I did just have to go by myself, knowing that I was going to know people there and meet people there. But the whole point is, like, you know, I got up that morning, I did something scary outside my comfort zone by myself. And the beauty that came from this morning wasn't meeting, you know, this epic, like, it was all of it. It was all of the above. And it was, of course, seeing the people I know and everything like that, and doing the cold plunge and all those great beneficial things. But the real beautiful thing that I got out of today was the connection to the people that are right in front of you, you know, that you can connect with every day, that are in your community, that you just don't see and you don't make that effort until you, something that you all have in common brings you all together. And I think that's what I have to really thank this Cold Nips tour for, is the fact that they're going around and, you know, pushing people to jump in cold water and raising money for mental health and having, you know, this event at each beach every day. It's great. But the thing that they're really doing is reigniting these little communities that we already have, these things, these foundations. It's just about reconnecting. And I think that was the most beautiful part that I took out of today. And I know that a lot of people crave connection and crave more aligned friendships and relationships, and to find those things that you can do, those activities, those hobbies that you can incorporate into your lifestyle that are simply wholesome and more fulfilling than having to feel like you have to go out and drink and go to, you know, a pub or something to meet people. It's like you actually can meet people at 6 a.m. in the morning, jumping in cold water and then going out for coffee with a bunch of strangers, knowing nothing about them and their story, and then having that opportunity to learn about them and discover more about them is such a beautiful experience. And today that was exactly what I needed. Like, I've been feeling a little bit on the isolated side lately, and that's self-inflicted. Like, I've really pulled away because I've wanted to be a bit more isolated, to focus on myself and my work and to just do things that I actually feel like doing and not do things that I don't want to do and not be around people I don't want to be around, in a simple way put, just because it doesn't feel aligned. And I'm not afraid of that anymore. I'm not a people pleaser, and I'm not gonna, you know, be fake either. And to put myself in more positions where I'm going to meet those people where I can just be really authentically myself and feel like I can tell my story or talk about something. And I know that that person isn't going to judge or be unfamiliar to that. They're going to actually relate and they're going to feel like, oh my God, I really have something in common with this person. And I feel that too. And even like just messaging so many people about this event that was on just pushed me to connect with more people that I do know in my local community. That's like, hey, you should come along to this. And, you know, even if they did or didn't come, it's just about like really reaching out to people and just being like, hey, like, it'd be great if you were there, to ensure that that person sort of feels seen and heard, and you've made that connection. And hopefully if they couldn't come to that, they can come to something else. And I've sort of connected with somebody else who I've been like, hey, there's actually this group that do it, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm gonna start going now that I know that and I know who they are, and I feel like it will be a really fun thing to do and a challenge, and if you want to come along too. And so it's just like it's really opened up this connection pool for me, which is something that I've been craving and not wanting to rush into, because I don't want to just do things for the sake of it, but do it with intention and find the people that just feel so peaceful. It's something that I'm craving: peace and connection and expansion. Just that I want to walk away feeling inspired, heard, believed in, supported, and vice versa. And I think that's what today is really opened up for me. And as I'm sitting here in my car, I've just done a little bit of journaling, watching the waves, I just said to myself, I feel so peaceful right now. And, you know, I've just been ticking away at some emails as well, because it's a Monday and I've also got to work, and I've got to Zoom home and jump on a Zoom call with an onboarding client. So, you know, it's just been such a beautiful start to the day, and what a beautiful week it's going to be ahead. And to start a week feeling at peace rather than feeling overwhelmed or stressed or anxious or dreading things because I've got misalignment in my life, because I don't. I have such intentional connections, clients, work, lifestyle. Like my best friend wants to come down this weekend. It's just like everything just feels so right now, and it's such a beautiful feeling to have. And I just want to spread that and talk more about the power of stepping outside your comfort zone. Isn't always about doing something super scary and super unfamiliar and like jumping out of a plane. It can literally just be by going to something on your own and making one new friend, and that can just really change the way you feel that day. And it can just make you go, oh my god, there are so many people out there that you're yet to discover and you're yet to meet. And that's what stepping outside your comfort zone. That's all it can be sometimes, is just doing something like that, and it's going to open up so much more for you. And I just think about, if I'd slept in today and I didn't go off to this event and show up, what I would have missed out on. And then I start to feel like, I'm sorry. I feel so sorry for the people that don't do it. Like I do. I feel like you're missing out, but they're just, I guess, not ready for it. And so many people are too afraid to, do cold water therapy and exposure. And some people are just afraid to, meet new people, and they're just not sure if it's going to be the right kind of vibe. And it's like, maybe it won't be, but hey, like, it's worth giving it a go. It might be the day that changes your life.